Hey guys, welcome out to your pre-workout podcast brought to you by Gymnetic Freaks right here on Anchor and also available on Facebook. I will be your host today. I'm the founder of Gymnetic Freaks. My name is Jim Ellison. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in the last couple weeks to our podcast and liking it and sharing it, putting it out there on Facebook. Hey guys, in case you didn't know, we have it available on several different places out there. Radio Public now has our podcast, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, and iTunes now host this podcast. So guys, there's plenty of places you can go to download, upload, share it. And like I said, we appreciate you tuning in the last few weeks that we've done the show. And this week, we hope to reach even more listeners. Now, as you know, last week, we talked a lot about cardio and the ups and downs and ins and outs of the cardio and what it means to you. This week, we are going to be talking about strength training, guys. Strength training. Now, in saying that, strength training, it's going to take about 6 to 8 weeks before you see any noticeable results. So you want to be patient with this process. As I mentioned last week, strength training by far beats cardio training, and it lasts longer than cardio as far as overall burning calories and everything else. And the reason for this, and the reason being, is your number one weapon against fat is muscle mass. Now, guys, like I've told you before, I look and listen to a lot of YouTube videos. I do a lot of research throughout the week. And right before I do the podcast, I always pull some stuff up right here on our famous search engine called Ask Google, right? But in saying that, strength training, it will help you in the long run burn more calories and get in better shape. Now, when it comes to, like I said last week, with the cardio, by far, you're going to burn fat, but you're also going to burn muscle, which is your fighter, number one fighter, your number one weapon of choice against that fat. So this week, like I said, let's talk about this strength training. Let's go in there. There's a couple benefits of strength training I want to talk to you about. Number one, increased muscle mass. You're going to have stronger bones, better stability. You're going to be able to improve on daily activity. You're going to lower your blood pressure. You're going to be able to fight against things such as like arthritis and different things. Guys, when it comes to strength training, you need to know that unlike cardio, you've got to break it down, okay? You can't train your whole body in one day when it comes to strength training. Muscle mass naturally decreases with your age, but strength training can help reverse this trend. Stronger bones strengthen and increase bone density, reduces the risk of fractures. Joint flexibility strength training helps maintain joint flexibility and can reduce the symptoms of arthritis like we talked about. And you can do resistance training every day. But like I was just now mentioning, you have to be able to break it down. There are over 600 different muscles in the human body. And I'm just here to tell you, it would be impossible to train all of them in one setting. So you need to be able to break it down into several different things. Guys, so this is how strength training that I recommend for you to do it. I recommend that you do 2 days on at the gym, 1 day off. Now, you can put in more days now. You can even add 2 days if you would like. But I recommend 2 days, 2 days in, 1 day off. And you need to get to sleep. Sleep is the number one recovery tool for your body. Resting those muscles, letting them develop, letting them build, letting your body do what it needs to do. Without rest, I don't care how much cardio you do. I don't care how much strength training you do. I don't even care how much dieting you do. It's not going to make a difference unless you get that rest. Now, I recommend a good 6 to 8 hours sleep in between your workouts if you can. If you watched, like I talked about last week on YouTube, the Arnold Schwarzenegger's Body Blueprint, he says, I reckon, you know, people say I need 8 hours of sleep. He says, do it in six. And they say, well, I really need eight. Arnold says, well, I recommend you try to sleep faster, right? Because you only have 24 hours in a day. Now, here's something that I want to throw out to you. Like I said, this week we'll be featuring buff dudes on our page right here on Gymnetic Freaks off of YouTube. That interesting statistic was on there, and I looked it up here, and it is a fact. Even if you spend 1 hour a day in the gym working out, only 1 hour a day, that's only 4% of the day. Because there's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So guys, you owe it to yourself to at least give that hour a day in the gym, if not longer. But if you're not targeting the areas that need to be targeted, and work on the areas that need to be worked on, your strength training is for naught. It's not going to do any good if you're not letting your body rest, if you're not going through the motions, if you're not getting the right flex and stretch, and if you're not doing proper technique. All these things take place in strength training. So when people ask me, what is strength training overall, Jim, to just break it down for the common person to understand what you're talking about. Okay, here we go. It's lifting heavier weights with fewer repetitions. So fewer reps, right? Lifting heavier weights with fewer reps. Now, when you go in your first in strength training, I don't recommend you go throw 250, 300 pounds on a bar and think you're going to lift it, because you're going to get hurt. What I'm telling you is when you go into the gym, you need to get you a good stretch on. You need to stretch your arms, your legs, your core, whatever body part it is that you're going to be working out. Now, in saying that, you need to work your core every time you do strength training. Whether it be arms and legs, or arms, chest, back, then legs, lower back, whatever, you need to always throw your core training in there as well. Myself, personally, I throw weighted burpees in there. That's where you get your, that's where you get your dumbbell, or you get your barbell, and you set up 25, up to 20, 25 pounds on each side of that bar, and the bar weighs 35 to 45 pounds. You go down, do a push-up on the bar, stand up, do a grab and snatch, lift it over your head, bring it back behind your head, bring it in front of you, back down to the floor, and do a push-up. I recommend 5 sets of 5, or 5 sets with 10 reps, so that way that you can get your core workout in with your strength training. When it comes to strength training in your core, you want to do full body exercises. So keep that in mind as we move forward this evening, that when I say that you have to work your core into each and every workout, you want to make sure that you're getting that strength training in your core, but it has to be a full body experience. Because if it's not a full body experience, you're wasting your time, you're not developing, you're not working your core, and you're just going through the motions. So in saying that, can you lose weight with just strength training? Yes, you can. It's a little bit slower of a process, and it takes a little bit more diet, because you have to put yourself in a diet deficit, and a calorie deficit, rather. You have to be burning more calories than you're taking in. Now, it is recommended that you maintain at least 1,200 calories a day in your diet. Guys, I'm telling you, you have to be able to eat and burn a butt ton of calories to maintain that, and you will start to lose the weight. So when it comes to lifting weight, let's look at what a Monday typically looks like for most people in the gym. Most people in the gym on Monday, they'll work their upper body, arm, chest, pecs, and upper back. Now, if you're going to work your arms and chest, there is no better workout. The king of all the workouts when it comes to strength training for the chest and the arms is the bench press and the incline bench press. Guys, when it comes to the bench press, I recommend you either have a spotter or you set the rack up safely. Myself, personally, I know what it feels like to drop 225, 230 pounds on your chest from a full bench. It freaking hurts, right? So you don't want to do that. So you want to do your bench press. Now, like I said, you want to do heavier weights, fewer reps. But starting out to get warmed up, let's say you have your bar. Your bar weighs about approximately 35 to 45 pounds, depending on a standard bar versus an Olympic bar. Myself, I use an Olympic bar, which is 45 pounds. I will take the bar and I will throw two 25-pound weights, one on each side, and I will crank out as many reps as I can in about 4 to 5 sets, just to get my arms loosened up. Then I'll get off the bench, take the 225-pound weights on, and then I start going up in weight. You guys, usually the 135, 200, 225, somewhere around there would be a good spot to really start this at after you get nice and warmed up. Now, when you lay back on the bench, you just don't want to lay your back flat. You want a little bit of a curve, a little bit of an arch, not much to where your butt's coming off the bench, but a little bit curved in an arch, and you want your back shoulder blades squeezed together, your elbows in a downward position, your wrist and your fist and your arms are like pistons locked onto the bar. You want to unrack the weight, drop it down to your chest, hold it for a second, bring it back up, hold it for a second, and concentrate on your breathing, breathing in and breathing out when the weights are going up and down. Guys, the more weight you put on the bar, the better off you'll be in the end as far as building muscle mass and muscle training. Another way that we work our arms and stuff on Mondays With that is the overhead press, guys. Now, myself personally, I love using the Smith machine for this. And a lot of people say, well, if you're going to lift weights, you can't be serious if you're using a Smith machine. Well, I'm serious about lifting weights, and I do use a Smith machine quite often. As a matter of fact, if you've been watching the documentary series on CNN about how Arnold Schwarzenegger is training to be Mr. Olympia again, you'll notice that he uses a Smith machine a lot nowadays, and it works out fine because the Smith machine is safe to use and still allows you to lift the weight. The only thing you're really losing when using a Smith machine is your balance and stability. But we'll get to that later on how you can get your balance and stability on your strength training. But anyway, the military press or overhead press, I usually put two 45-pound weights plus the bar. So we're looking at 135 pounds. Now, guys, that does not sound like a lot of weight. And for a lot of people, it's not. If it's not, you can add... I recommend that you go an increase of 10 pounds at a time. Myself, sometimes I'll throw two 45 plates on each side because I've already gotten warmed up and gotten loosened up from my bench press and my stretching. And then you just set the bar to about chest level where you can get your hands underneath it and your wrist is slightly bent. Grab the bar, grip the bar. You want to stand underneath it. And then you're going to press it all the way up, fully extending your arms and bring it back down to about shoulder level and then back up. I recommend heavy weights and about 3 to 5 reps, depending. By the time you get done, you should be short of breath and should be sweating a little bit. Remember, you just did stretching and you just did bench press, and now you've moved on to the Smith machine. Now, something else you can do is you go over to the dumbbell rack. The dumbbell rack usually goes anywhere from 2 pounds all the way up to 100, 200 pounds, depending on your gym. The dumbbells are by far your number one friend in the gym. Now, me personally, I love the dumbbells, but there's people I know personally that absolutely hate using dumbbells. But dumbbells, trust me, like I said, are your friend. I recommend you start, and you've already got warmed up, you've already got stretched, so I recommend 35 to 40, 45 pounds. Grab one on each arm, drop them down by your side. You want them vertical or horizontal, doesn't matter. And as you come up, you're going to twist your wrist, and you're going to do bicep curls, standing straight up with these dumbbells, guys. And I'm telling you, the higher, the heavier the weight that you're able to go up to, the better off you're going to be. Now, we move on over from there and go to the curl bar. You can use the curl bar for your biceps and triceps, depending. Biceps, palms up, triceps, palms down on the bar, lifting and pulling. Guys, it's phenomenal, okay? The more weight you use, and what I'm getting, I'm just giving you some examples of stuff that I do as far as strength training. Let's go to legs real quick. Squats, once again, the Smith machine is your friend. You necessarily don't have to have a spotter if it's too much. Get too low, you just roll back and it locks. Now, a lot of people, they like just using the free bar for squat rack. Okay, I got it, stability, heavy, and all that stuff. But if you're like me and you're never going to be in a power lift competition, what the frick doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your weight, whatever it is, on the Smith machine on each side. Now, me and my son at the gym, we usually go about 275 to 300, depending. And we put it on there and we squat, and we'll start out by doing what we call half squats. You put your pad on. You don't want this bar setting on your neck. It goes across your shoulders and your shoulder blades. And then you're going to do about a half squat, a half bend with your knees, and you're going to do this three to five sets, about 3 to 5 reps, guys, and as you're doing this. Then, if you feel comfortable, you can drop down even lower. Remember, drop it like it's hot. If you're going to drop down, try to drop as low as you can without hurting your back or hurting your knees or hips. I do recommend that you do wear a back-supported brace, no matter if it's the Smith machine or not, when you're lifting weights and doing squats. When you're working on your legs and your upper back, lower back, I highly recommend wearing that back brace. Guys, you can also go over to the leg press. Now, the leg press has two different sets of bars. It has the bars set next to you, and it has a higher set of bars where you can put weights. There is a reason why it is set up that way. The first set of weights you put on, that is the weights for your push stability. The higher weights when you push, that's for your hold. And we'll get onto that in just a second. But you want to be able to adjust this machine so that it's not going to come back on you and it's not going to hurt you, break your legs, break your knees, ankles, whatever the case may be. So depending on what kind of a leg press machine you have at the gym, it's going to vary. But guys, I recommend that you put at least 250 to 300 pounds on this machine just to start out after you've gotten warmed up and you've got built up to it. And then you want to go beyond that. Right now, I'm pushing at least 650 to 700 pounds each time that I get on that leg press machine. Now, my son, he's pushing a little bit more than that already at this stage. He's bypassed me on that. But guys, the more weight you get used to, the more muscle you build, the more fat you're going to burn, the more you're going to be able to lift and push. Now, there's the thing of people say, well, Jim, I necessarily don't want to get big. I don't want to get huge. I don't want to get cut. Now, here's the thing. There's nobody out there that listens to this podcast that looks at themselves in the mirror and says, I wouldn't want to drop 20, 25 pounds, or I wouldn't want to be more muscular, or I wouldn't want to be more fit. I'm not saying that you have to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Luke Ferrigno. But what I am saying is, if you're going to train, if you're going to kill the fat, if you're going to change your diet, you're going to have to build muscle. So you are going to get big in a sense of you are going to add muscle and your muscles are going to grow. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole point. So for someone to say to you or someone to say to me, Jim, I necessarily don't want to get big while I'm at the gym, you're defeating your own purpose because it's not going to work unless you just want to do straight up cardio all of the time. But guys, like we mentioned last week and like we've mentioned several times on this show, strength training has more benefits than straight up cardio. Lifting weights. Guys, even another great thing for your arms, biceps, triceps, shoulders, core, legs is the farmer's walk. It's a little weight-lifting mechanism. It looks kind of like an octagon. You stand in the middle, put your weights on each side, and you grab, pick up, walk across the gym and back. Get a few sets and reps in. The heavier weight you can carry that way, the better off you are. I also like to call this the grocery bag shuffle. Guys, let's just be honest with each other. We all go to the store. Our wives go shopping, our girlfriends, or even when we go shopping, we load the cart down with as many bags as we can fit in it. And then we get to the house. We don't want to make multiple trips. We load each arm up with as much weight as we can carry so we can try to get it all in one trip. This is the same principle, only it's with a piece of workout equipment. You want to load it up as heavy as you can and as much as you can carry and get your sets and reps in. So guys, all in all, when it comes to your strength training, how do I know that I'm overdoing it on my strength training? Well, guys, if you're staying consistently sore, you need more protein intake. You need more food that's going to benefit your body. And if you're staying consistently sore, persistent muscle soreness, man, you're overdoing it. Back it down just a little bit. If you have an elevated resting heart rate, now there's a difference in an elevated heart rate when you're working out, okay? And when you're working out, your heart rate needs to be set higher. We're going to do a whole episode on just what your heart rate should be or what should follow. There's a mathematical formula into that. But while you're resting, while you're on your downtime, if there is an elevated resting heart rate, you need to back down off of what you're doing as far as lifting. If you're starting to have susceptibility to infections, if you're getting more injuries, if you're getting irritable, guys, you're facing depression because of your lifting, your loss of motivation, if you can't sleep due to insomnia stuff, these are all signs of your overtraining in general, not just with your strength training, right? So guys, there's no better way to tell you than how my coach taught me. Listen to your body. It will tell you what it needs. The number one thing your body needs is for you to be patient. Be patient with your weight loss, with your exercise, and with what it is your goals are. Set realistic goals when it comes to your strength training. Just like tonight at the gym, I went out and worked arms, shoulders, and I worked a little bit of the of my pecs, but then I focused a lot on my lower back and my legs and my deadlift. My deadlift, I built all the way up to where I was doing 325 pounds, and I done 10 reps of this with 325 pounds. So in saying that, it was a lot of weight, and then you grab the deadlift, one hand up, one hand down, and you lift with your legs, not with your back. And you hold it for a few seconds, and then you let the weight go. Either you sit down or you will let the weight go, depending on what it is. Like I said, I'm not trying to do weightlifting competitions, so I just kind of drop the weights. The rubber weights, and it's rubber floor, matted floor, they bounce. Good deal, right? But in saying it, some gyms don't even allow you or like you to do that, so just make sure you check on how they want you to set the weights down. But the heavier the weights, the better it's going to be for you. I cannot stress enough strength training over top of every type of training that you do. So I just want to talk to you. We got a few minutes left. I want to talk to you just a little bit about when it comes to your strength training. Can I do strength training at home? Yes, you can do strength training at home. You can get your weight bench, you can get kettlebells, you can get resistance bands. There's all so much things you can do out there to do your strength training right in your living room, basement, home, garage, wherever. Strength training does not just have to be in the gym. You can even do it at work. I mean, you're carrying stuff to and from the office, or in my case, I break down and flip tires and move tires and stack tires. So, guys, I mean, strength training can be done anywhere. I recommend, like I said, 2 days on, 1 day off to get that maximum effort and get that maximum lift in. So, what happens then when you see yourself getting too big? Like we've already covered this topic, you say, well, Jim, I don't want to necessarily be a big guy or a big girl, right? I don't necessarily want to be huge like that. So what do? It's simple. Dial back the strength training. Calm it down just a little bit. Pick up some cardio. Burn some muscle mass back off. And you're still going to have a cut and a rip and a nice looking body for all your efforts in doing this. So guys, that's just a little bit about strength training this week. This podcast this week, like I said, there's so much we could go over when it comes to strength training with your arms, legs, core, back, chest, over 600 different muscles like we mentioned earlier. But lifting weights by far is not a bad thing for you, guys. And for some of you out there starting out, lifting light is going to be your option. But you need to move in. If you're going to lift light, if you're going to lift light weights, you need to do high repetitions, high reps, right? But you need, for people who want to build serious muscle that's going to help you burn that fat, you need to get into the heaviest weights possibly that you can. Lift the heavy weights, and fewer reps. Now, I only got a few minutes left on the show. I want to talk to you about proteins and supplements. Guys, there's a lot of coaches I know, like my coach personally, he don't like the whey proteins, the synthetic proteins. And really, necessarily, I'm not a big fan of them either, but I will tell you that whey protein, I like to take it before a workout, like 30 minutes to half hour to an hour before workout. Sometimes I'll even take it after workout. I love whey protein, but there is a new product out there, and you can pick it up at Walmart. It's usually in the bakery out, and it's called PB Fit. It's made straight from just powdered peanut butter. And guys, there's just so much stuff you can do with that. Supplements can be used as your friend if you use them healthy, right? Use them healthy. Now, if you're taking whey protein, you're taking all kind of extra protein, and you're not getting your workout on, guys, you're going to develop what we like to call in the fitness industry, the sludge, right? You're not going to have a cut. You're not going to have muscle. You're going to have this big blob, because protein is what it takes to build muscle and muscle fibers. It helps keep the soreness and everything down. Now, pre-workout mixes you could take before you go to gym. I take a pre-workout mix. I get it right from Walmart. It runs about $13, $14. I take a scoop, put it in my water, take a scoop to my mouth, drink water, whatever the case may be, and I get my pre-workout mix in before I go to gym. Do you have to have these things to work out to do strength training or cardio or even be in the gym? No. Will they help you along the way? Yes, they will absolutely most definitely help you reach your goals. Because, guys, it is what it is. Not all of us are cut out to be bodybuilders or professional powerlifting builders. Some of us just want to get in shape. Others just want to lose weight, drop a few pant sizes, have that beach body, whatever the case may be. So in saying that, supplements can help you. But watch what you buy. Do your research. Get on Google. Get on the internet and do your research. Find out what's good. Like creatine. Creatine will make your muscles swell up. You will bloat up, but it's retaining a lot of water. And creatine necessarily is not that good for the liver, nor is it that good for the kidneys. There's been several studies that do not recommend overuse of creatine. A lot of people in the gym, they use it like pre-workout, which is fine if that's what they want to do. But for some people, it may not work out as well as others. Make sure you do your research when diving into supplements. Fat stacker pills and fat burning pills stuff, you kind of want to stay away from these. The only way that you're going to burn fat is to build muscle. There is no magic pill. There is no secret surgery. There is no magic wand. Harry Potter cannot wave his wand and you mistakenly all of a sudden lose all kind of weight and do whatever. That's not how it works. You got to put the effort in. You got to do the work, and you got to have a balance. So let's talk real quick, 1 minute to 2 minutes, about the balance between your cardio and your strength training. Guys, it's okay to get on a treadmill or elliptical and run for about an hour, bike, and do about a half an hour, even on the row machine, and incorporate that into before you do your strength training or after you do your strength training. You're not going to burn that much muscle mass that it's going to make that big of a deal of an effect, a negative effect, rather. And you're going to get your heart rate in your fat burning zone where you want it. So before you do your strength training, is it okay to use treadmills? Is it okay to use elliptical? Absolutely, it's okay to use these things before or after your strength training. Is it okay just to go straight out strength training with no cardio? Absolutely, it is okay to do this. But understand this fact. Muscle weighs more than fat. So if you've been losing a lot of weight because you've been cranking out the cardio and you've just been lifting a little bit of weights, and now you've listened to the podcast and you're starting to lift heavier weights and you lift them more often, you got a whole balance of things going on there, and you hit me up and you say, well, Jim, it ain't working. I'm gaining more weight than I'm losing. You're not gaining fat. You're gaining body muscle, and it's from the strength training, and muscle weighs more than fat. So if you start getting more muscle than you want, knock off the strength training, hit more cardio, get down to the level you want, and then pick back up the strength training. But while doing this, either which way, you always, like I said before, have to use that magic word, diet. And not everybody likes the word diet. So guys, that's been the podcast for this week on strength training. Next week, we're going to look at some different things. Once again, I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in the last few weeks to the podcast. Like, sharing, and spreading the word for us. Guys, remember, you can get us on Radio Public. You can get us on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. Guys, you can download this podcast to the point to where it automatically comes to your phone or your Android or your device, whatever it may be, automatically each and every week as soon as we upload it. We'd like to ask you to continue to please like, share, and spread the word right here for us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media you have. We'd like for you to share it out there. We want to let you know that a website is coming, and we got videos and YouTube and different things on its way as well. Guys, me and my son TJ will be back one day this week for the second half of that question and answers segment of the podcast right here on Gymnetic Freaks. We haven't forgot about you. We haven't forgot about that either. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, this week, watch on Facebook. The book we are covering is Steve Harvey's Jump. Guys, you will never know what you're capable of. You'll never know your potential. And you'll never know what you can be and where you can be if you never make the jump. We'll be talking more about that this week as well. Guys, thank you so much, like I said once again, for tuning in. This has been your pre-workout podcast brought to you by Gymnetic Freaks. I've been your host, Jim Ellison. Guys, we'll see you in the gym, and we'll see you out there walking down the streets looking buff and fitting in shape. So we'll see you around. Welcome to a better you. Welcome to the Freak Show.